Newstalk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
And we stay with our Wexford team this morning as my executive chair guest is from over the road here in Duncannon. He's Rory O'Connor, and he's the founder and CEO of Local Business Scurry. Rory, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me on, Bobby.
Now, Duncannon, as we were saying earlier, a beautiful part of the country. You grew up there. You were an FCA man, and I believe you had a kind of a parallel military career over your time in business and in selling and sales. Were you part of a military family, or what's the history there?
My parents weren't, but my grandfather was actually from the area and was in the LDF when the state started the FCA. Yeah,
right. Obviously, local education. I know you got an MBA from Henley. Did you come to education in parallel with work when you were working in your first job in the early 90s in Waterford Crystal?
Yeah, Waterford Crystal was a fantastic place, Bobby. So there was some great people there. We had a fantastic education system within Waterford Crystal. There's a guy there, Senan Cook, and Senan had a fabulous program. And I did most of my education by night. So I did my diploma, degree, postgrads all by night, sponsored by Waterford Crystal.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. And when you look back at those years, I think you were 14 years all up in Waterford Crystal. You were probably there, I don't know if you were there for the end, but you were there for, you saw how valuable a brand, what a great international business it was, the amount of employment that it created in Waterford City and in Dungarvan. And then it all seemed to just go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you need to keep your eyes on the markets. You know, the challenge, I think, for Waterford Crystal was the change in styles. Minimalism started to come in. So having, you know, big presses full of crystal was no longer, you know, the trend. And we tried to change that. So the Rocha, you know, the John Rocha was a great counter move to that. But
To kind of modernize.
Modernize the brand, yeah.
But it is funny, isn't it, that such a big conglomerate can be sort of subject to the whims of fashion.
Absolutely.
Is really what you're telling me there.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, tableware, homeware, crystal in China has struggled as a category since that. Look at the UK and the potteries and the changes.
Stoke and Trent,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, again, you say you got a tremendous education, and indeed, you seem to have learned an awful lot of skills while working at Waterford Crystal. You moved in, and I presume it was probably you moved out of Waterford Crystal when the company was facing some of those challenges. You worked as a management consultant for a time, and then you joined America Online. So you were finding a new career.
Yeah. So I started off sales and marketing in Waterford Crystal. There was a lot of tech involved in that, digitalization of various process, CRMs and stuff like that. And I had a kind of a grow for the tech side of the business. When I went out and started to consult, I could see the importance of the internet and digitalization. And I really was looking for more work in that area. And, when the opportunity came up with AOL, which at that time, and again with trends, that was the dial up and the way to actually access the internet. It was the world leader in that at that stage. Yeah.
So between your experience in sales in Waterford Crystal, management consultancy, your tech experience then with America Online, you then basically decide, I'm going to set up something here, using all that experience that you'd gleaned along the way to form Scurry. And as I understand it, Scurry is a kind of a technical platform that works for retailers around the challenges of shipping.
That's it.
Tell us more.
That's exactly it. You could be a consultant for me because you made that sound so good, Bobby.
But keeping things simple is really a challenge.
Exactly. So that's exactly what we do. We're a technical platform that connects in shipping, which is quite complicated, into their tech stack for retailers, online retailers. And we're generally focused on mid-sized to larger retailers. So people like eBay use our platform, Sainsbury's, companies of that kind of size. Yeah.
And you're a very modest man, Rory, because I can tell the listeners that your company was involved in the movement of 200 million parcels this year alone.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is a significant enterprise.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of parcels. It's probably worth, you know, kind of 20 billion plus in terms of the gross product that would have gone through the
value of those parcels.
Of the parcels gone through the product.
So how many people have you got here now in Wexford? You're heading, I think you'll have, 80 odd at the end of the year?
Yeah, so we'll have about 80 odd. We've a good few vacancies if anybody's looking for a role.
No better place than to advertise.
You can check us out on the website.
Now that I've explained the business so simply.
We should hit 80 by the end of the year, all going well. And they're really interesting roles because it's high tech. We have a lot of developers. We've gotten into AI in the last couple of years, and also technical kind of support, etc. Yeah. So, and most of those jobs are based in Wexford.
And then, very finally, one thing we didn't know about you that we know about you today is that you're a crack shot and a fellow not to be messed with, because you're a former member of the Irish shooting team.
Yeah. So the minister, his investment in my past in the FCA and the RDF, I was able to take those skills. And during COVID, I needed probably something to do. So I went back shooting, and some great coaches helped me to get onto the Irish team. I got a couple of medals for the Irish team and a cap for Ireland. Yeah. So
There we go. Well, that's Rory O'Connor there, the founder and CEO of Local Wexford Business. Corey, keep doing what you're doing. It sounds really exciting.
Thanks a lot, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.